Good morning. This is Akashwani Kohima, reading you the morning news. I am Matsina. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday said that amid West Asia conflict, India has demonstrated its capacity for relationship building, decision-making and crisis management. Addressing a summit organized by a private media in New Delhi, Mr. Modi said that since February 28, there has been global turbulence, yet even in such harsh and adverse conditions, India continues to move forward with confidence in its progress and commitment to development. Mr. Modi asserted that India no longer avoids challenges, instead it confronts them. Mr. Modi added that from the Gulf to the global West and from the global South to neighboring countries, India is a trusted partner for all. He said that with the collective efforts of 1.4 billion citizens, India is moving forward while facing every crisis, with the country's economy progressing rapidly. The Prime Minister further noted that the country continues its effort to ensure that its citizens do not face difficulties, whether it is energy, fertilizers or essential goods. World Tuberculosis Day is being observed today. The day aims to raise awareness about the global challenge posed by tuberculosis. In her message on the occasion, President Draupadi Murmu noted that the TB Mukt Bharat Abhiyan has made remarkable progress in expanding early diagnosis, ensuring free treatment, strengthening nutritional support and improving patient care. Further, the President urged all stakeholders to work together with collective resolve to end tuberculosis once and for all. A district-wide registration campaign for persons with disabilities, PWDs, under the Dream Nagaland Initiative, will begin in Dimapur today. The drive aims to ensure an equitable, accessible and inclusive registration process for PWDs as job seekers in employment exchanges across the district. According to the circular issued by the Deputy Commissioner, Dr. Tinujong Shichang, the registration camps will be conducted in various colonies and wards of Dimapur as scheduled. All village councils, ward authorities and colony leaders have been directed to extend full support and actively disseminate information to ensure maximum participation. Registration camps will be held at multiple locations across Dimapur from March 23rd to 26th, between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. All eligible individuals have been encouraged to take advantage of the opportunity and participate in the registration drive. In a significant breakthrough addressing the global threat of microplastic pollution, Nagaland University-led researchers have developed a biodegradable bacterial biopolymer that could serve as an eco-friendly alternative to conventional plastics. Microplastics, tiny plastic particles, pervasive across ecosystems, pose growing environmental and health risks due to their ability to enter food chains. Through the process of biomagnification, these particles accumulate at successive trophic levels, ultimately reaching humans and raising serious concerns for ecosystems and public health. To tackle this issue, the multi-institutional research team focused on producing a biodegradable polymer known as polyhydroxybutyrate, PHB. The material was synthesized using a bacterial strain, Bacillus subtilis FW1, isolated from fish waste disposal sites in Mokchung district. The findings, published in the Journal of Polymer Research, highlight the growing potential of microbial biotechnology in developing sustainable materials. The research was led by Dr. Panjal Bharali, assistant professor at Nagaland University, along with a team of doctoral scholars and collaborators from institutions including CSIR, Northeast Institute of Science and Technology, Tezpur University, Bharatiya University and Satyabhama Institute of Science and Technology, among others. Researchers said the development could reduce plastic waste, lower carbon emissions and open new avenues in packaging, agriculture and medicine. And the water supply within the Kohima Municipal Jurisdiction has been disrupted due to a mainline breakage at Zotsuma Reserve Forest area. Informing this, the PHED Urban Division Kohima stated that the disruption is expected to continue over the next few days, affecting water supply across Kohima town. The department noted that necessary repair works are being carried out to restore normal supply at the earliest. In this regard, residents have been requested to bear with the temporary inconvenience. The department further assured that all possible measures are being taken to complete the repair work and resume water supply as soon as possible. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned for the evening English news at 7:20. Have a good day.